Good evening. On behalf of the yeshiva, we'd like to thank everyone who's joining us, watching live this shir before the Yontif of Shavuos. So here we are, just a few days before Zman Matan Toraseinu. It's a day which the Shlach HaKadosh says is a Yom HaDin for Torah. It's a judgment day. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, one is judged in terms of their year, their parnasa, their life. Specifically, the Yontif of Shavuos is a Yontif when we're judged about what's going to be with us in Torah. And thus, it's a day that we all have to focus on. In particular, what I want to talk about tonight is to focus on our children. We entitled this year, Helping Our Children Find Their Path in Torah. And all Yomim Tovim, we obviously celebrate together with our family. But the Yontif of Shavuos, which is the Yontif of Torah, in some ways, we as parents have an obligation to do whatever we can to help out our children, help them succeed, and find their path. The Sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha. We daven that we should find our portion, our path in Torah. And as parents, we have to do whatever we can to help our children. I think in particular, this theme, helping our children succeed in Torah, the responsibility that we have for our children, is something that we're all touched on and focusing on after the events that happened just a few weeks ago in Meiron. Absolute tragedy where 45 lives in the blink of an eye were lost. And amongst those 45 lives, many of them were children, were bachrim, were young people. Any parent who understands what it means to send a child away to school, to yeshiva, to seminary, send them away to yeshiva, wherever, are holding their children so much closer. And we're all shooken up by this Midas Adin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in the world. And everyone's grappling. What's the message of such an event? What does Hashem want from us? And I've listened to multiple Gedolim speak about it. It's the type of thing which we don't have a clear answer. We don't know. But we do know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us always to become better. And we all have to look within ourselves to find areas to become better. But in particular, tonight, as we approach the Yom Tov Shavuos, the message perhaps that we could all take is to be better parents, to be better role models, to be better guides in helping our children succeed in Torah learning. Unfortunately, there are parents who sent their children away to Eretz Yisrael who didn't have the schus of seeing them come back. The Steinmetz family, the Kahn family, the Morris family are all American families that sent their bachrim to Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them. And that itself should make us all double our efforts in whatever we can do for our own children. And if we are mechazik ourselves, our children, from this calamity that happened. And Bezaz Hashem, our children grow and steig in their Torah learning. We could use that. That could be such a beautiful schus for these families who lost so many who lost their children. I happened to hear one of the parents in their emotional avaya talked about their son's name and even said the words, you know, such a beautiful name, it'd be wonderful if parents could name their children after my son. Naming a child is tremendous schus. Tremendous schus. But you know what? So is Limud HaTorah. So much as encouraging someone else to learn Torah. And the more we could do that for our own children, Be'ezus Hashem, that should be a schus for all of us. In the areas which I want to focus on tonight, how we could help our children find their path in Torah, I found four areas that we could think about, we could talk about tonight. I hope to give some practical etzas of how we ourselves could help our children. The first area is in terms of tefillah, davening for our children's hatzlacha. And some people might think, you know, when does one daven for their children's hatzlacha? Just a couple days ago. Erev Rosh Chodesh, Sivan. There's a minhag pushed by the Chassam Sofer that people should say the tefillah hashlah, the special tefillah that the Shlach HaKadosh wrote as a schus for their children. Okay, so I'm sure everyone got the tefillah, it's passed around. A beautiful tefillah, one could say. Some might think, okay, you daven for your children. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The truth is, we have to daven for our children every day. And, you know, it's funny. We have many brachos in Shemona Esrei where we daven for things. There's no specific brach in Shemona Esrei to daven for our children. There's no bracha. Okay, the tefillah is b'loshen rabim. So of course, we have in mind not just ourselves, our children, our families, our communities, but there's nothing specific for our children. But nevertheless, Chazal say that a person should try to the best of their abilities, to connect with, to daven for their children. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, where Tosfos quotes a Medrash, Ad She'Adam Mispalel She'Kaneis Torah L'Toch Gufo, before a person davens, a Torah should go into his body, into his bloodstream. A person should be mispal that pleasures, that gashmias, shouldn't go into one's body. And Tosfos references the Gemara with Rebbe. But this concept, you think, the Sein Chalkeinu Basar Secha, the Harivna Hashem Alkeinu is Divrei Saras Kvafinu. We daven that we should enjoy Torah, we should love Torah. This Tosfos and Ksubas, this Medrash, is saying, before you daven for Torah to come into you, you have to first protect yourself. You first have to daven for your children, that the world of Gashmias, which is so much a part around us, doesn't infiltrate our homes, doesn't affect our children, in a way that the Torah won't be able to penetrate it. Before you daven that Torah should go in, first daven that Gashmias shouldn't go in. That's one tefillah we could all say on behalf of our children. The Chazon Ish is famous for noting that what's chinuch? How's a person successful with one's children? The Chazon Ish says, people think, okay, they have to be mechanach, they have to figure out ways to teach and guide their children. It's true. The Chazon Ish says that's a miyut, that's a minuscule amount of what we do. 90% of the hatzlacha that people can have with children is first and foremost through tefillah. And thus, we want to be mechazik, we want to help our children with Torah, we have to help our children with tefillah. We have to daven for our children. This means mothers, as much as they're able to, before they light Shabbos Neiros, if they're able on a daily basis, but it also means fathers. A person should think not just about Parnassah, not just about their own lives, but they have to think about davening for their children. And there's a beautiful story that there was a bacher in the Gateshead Yeshiva in England who was an average bacher, simple intelligence. But somehow he always ended up with the best boys in yeshiva as his chavrusa. And Rav Matisyahu Salomon, Shav Rufu Shlema, currently the late Gord Mashkiach, but previously was the Mashkiach in the gates of yeshiva, wondered, how did this boy always get the best chavrusas? And one day, he realized the secret to this bacher's success. He passed by the phone booth in yeshiva, and he heard this bacher say on the phone, "Mama, mama, you could stop davening. I found the chavrusa." Beautiful story. But as a Rebbe in Beis Medrash, let me add to what that story means. If anyone knows the process of finding chavrusas, it's mamish like a shidduch. Kashem is avik zvugim kriyas yamsuf. I know personally an Adam Gadol who said he sat and learned, he was a Rosh Yeshiva his whole life. He sat in yeshiva his whole life. How many chavrusas did he go through? He said his whole life, maybe there were two chavrusas he found compatible. It really is hard to find the chavrusa that meshes, especially in the earlier years in learning before a person's advanced. Finding the right chavrusa is very tough. How is it that this bacher ends up with a great chavrusa and you have a bacher just as good as him, if not better, who sits alone, sits with waiting for a chavrusa to come? How do you explain it? Pure mazel? He did better that day by the chavrusa tumult? Zakhtar of Matisyahu Solomon, I figured out the secret. If he has a mother davening for him, that might be a bigger mila than anything he has on his own part in getting a shidduch. We have to start davening for our bachrim, not when they hit shidduch age, when they hit chavrusa age. Person and chavrusas, I remember I had chavrusas in fifth grade, sixth grade. As soon as we can, we daven for our children. We daven that, not just on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, every day, Gashmi shouldn't impact them. Society should impact them. Torah should impact them. They should have the schus of learning with a good chavrusa. These are things where our children need us. That's one area. Second area is Torah. We have to learn Torah. A parent wants his child to succeed in Torah. A parent wants their child to value Torah. A child has to see that the parents value Torah too. And to whatever degree a person's able to learn Torah, that itself is a wonderful schus and a wonderful example for their children. I believe I heard people darshan the pasuk. We say it every day in Kriya Shema. Pasuk says, "Vishinantam uvanach." We have an obligation to teach our children Torah. Most of us, how we mekayim that obligation, how we fulfill that obligation, we send them to yeshiva. Rebbe, they're all yours. I had a mother this year tell me, Rabbi Kier, this is your last shot. I'll see what you can do with my son. Well, they give them over to you. But that's not enough. We might be mekayim v'shinantam uvanecha by sending a son, supporting a child to go to yeshiva. But there's also v'dibarta bam. You have to speak divrei Torah. They have to see that in the home. See on a Shabbos table a Dvar Torah. See a father is learning Daf Yomi. And if a mother has time in between homework, raising the children, family obligations, if a person even sees a mother learning, a mother valuing a Dvar Torah, that has an impact on a child. I heard of a story of a child when he was younger, playing a basketball team. And without fail, every game his father came to watch. The kid noticed his father watched, he say, maybe with one eye. He always brought with him a sefer. And he was sitting and learning on the sidelines while his kid is running up and down the court. The kid said, my father comes to the games, but I think he watches only half the game because he always brings with the sefer. That has an impact. You're there to support a child, to be there for them. You also bring with the sefer. Shows chashivas for learning. And really, children do take pride in their parents' learning. I had a Talmud of mine excitingly tell me, Rebbe, my father is into this Daf Yomi share, this Magid share he loves every night. Sorely Bornstein's, doesn't miss a share. Told me how excited he is. You don't think that impacts the children? I heard it from the child. He told me. Maisa, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. If a parent's able to set an example, again, each one in their own right, those who are able to sit and learn in the Beis Medrash, great. Those who are able to learn a little bit in the home, again, whenever possible, nightly, over Shabbos, say a Dvar Torah, that sets a tone in the family of Chashivas HaTorah. And that too is very important. The third area, and this is more delicate, okay? We all know we have to daven. We all know we have to learn. But the third area is, to the best of our abilities, we have to give over a message in our homes of how much we respect Rebbeim, how much we adore, we are so fortunate to have Gedolim. We should encourage our children to have relationships with our Rebbeim. And if we're so lucky to even get a glimpse, have somewhat of a relationship with the Gadol B'Yisrael. The more we value Rebbeim, Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolim, in our own eyes, the more our children are going to value them. And this is something, it doesn't matter how much you learn. It matters how much you respect Talmidei Chachamim. Where do we know that such an idea is so important? Respecting Talmidei Chachamim. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, a Feirush Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Gimel, which is probably sometimes lost with the Gemaras before, all about Hanukkah. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Dirachim Rabbana, which Rashi translates, Oev Rabbana, someone who loves rabbis, he loves Talmidei Chachamim. Havi Lei Banim Rabbana. The Gemara assures you, a segula, straight from the Gemara, Havi Lei Banim Rabbana, you're going to have children, Rabbana. Rashi says, Vavaso Aleim Ka'ava Aben. Mefarshim explain it's a Mida Keneged Mida. You love Talmidei Chachamim? Hashem says, I'll pay you back. I'll make your child Talmidei Chacham. You invest, you love, you give, you sincerely connect with Talmidei Chacham. That's great schus for your son to be a Talmidei Chacham. Demokir Rabbanan, someone who respects Rabbanan, they honors Rabbanan. Havi lechasnus de Rabbanan. Want to hear how to get a good shidduch? Havi lechasnus de Rabbanan. You have sons-in-law, Talmidei Chachamim. The more you honor Rabbanan, the more of a schus that it is to have a son-in-law, a Talmidei Chacham. And I believe this Gemara is not just a schus. It's not just a mystical reward that we get for doing these things. It also operates on a practical level. When a child sees how much their parents respect Talmidei Chachamim, how much they love Talmidei Chachamim, it has an impact on the child. I want to do that too. It's not just a Mida Keneged Mida reward. It follows through. It makes sense. It's, of course, it's going to impact the child. And I just recently saw an amazing story. Rebbetzin Elyashiv, the wife of Yosef Shom Elyashiv, the daughter of Ari Levine, youngest child, was a Bas Sakunim. Child that she had when she was already an older person. But nevertheless, Rebbetzin Elyashiv was a great mother. Didn't matter how old she was or her stature as a big Rebbetzin. Just like everybody else, she went to parent-teacher conference. Yes, they didn't have it in Zoom in Mei Sha'arim. You had to actually go down to the cheder, the Beis Yaakov, for a daughter. So Elyashiv arrives for her child's class to meet the Mora, and all of the parents obviously know who Rebbetzin Elyashiv is, and they all offer her, please, Rebbetzin, can you go first? She says, no, I'll wait my turn. She goes, waits her turn, goes into the Mora, speaks about her child, Baruch Hashem, her daughter, wasn't a problem child, she got a nice report, okay? And she left the classroom. A while later, after the Mora finished, all the other parents to speak to, she comes out of her classroom, and who's standing there? Rebbetzin Elyashiv herself. She's still there. And the Mora says, is everything okay? You know, did I say something wrong about your daughter? She says, no. Mora, I realized you'd be finished late, and you're gonna go home by yourself. Come. I want to escort you home. The young Mora said, Rebbetzin Elyashiv, you don't have to wait for me. You didn't have to wait for me. It's such an honor. You're going to escort me home. I can't let you do that. Rebbetzin Elyashiv says, no, please, I beg you. I'm going to tell my daughter that I had the schus of walking her mora home. And she'll be so happy. You want to know how Rav Yosef Shlomo Yosef and his Rebbetzin raised such wonderful children? You want to know in whose house Rebbetzin Kanievsky grew up? It was from parents who not just learned Torah, I'm sure davened for the success of their children in Torah, but they also showed such respect to their mothers, to their teachers. I'm taken aback. You'll say, okay, these stories happen in Meir Shearim. I'll leave out the name, but those, some people listening might know who I'm referring to. There's a Chashav Rav. I know, anytime he sees me, oh, Rebbe, how are you? Last I checked, I wasn't his Rebbe. I'm actually younger. He was never in my class, never in my shir. Why is he referring to me as Rebbe? I realized I wasn't his only Rebbe. Every Rebbe in yeshiva is his Rebbe. Well, if we had his children, the proper way he teaches in his home to refer, that's the Rebbe. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, good Shabbos Rebbe. It's such a beautiful message. A parent, just nonchalant. You're not giving a drasha. No one's asking a parent to get up there and you know, inculcate and speak all about singing the praises of a Rebbe. Just by showing a little bit respect. He refers to the Rebbe. Rebbe Shlomo Yosef offers to walk the Mora home. That respect our children pick up. And the more children respect the Rebbe, the more they'll gain from the Rebbe. And on this topic, I'll end with one story. There was a bacher in Europe who had the schus to pass through the city of Raden. And he wanted to stop in by the Chafetz Chaim to get a bracha. So, goes, knocks on the Chafetz Chaim's door. The family answers. Asks, he's passing through, could he have a bracha? He says, sure. You know, the Chafetz Chaim's not available yet, but you could wait here for a few minutes. I think he'll be available soon. So he goes, sits in the house, finds a Gemara, starts learning. While he's learning, he hears these screams. He hears somebody davening with such emotion, crying tears. He's shocked. What's going on? What did I walk into? And he says something to the family. Is everything okay? So they said, you know, the Chafetz Chaim's davening. There's a woman from the neighborhood who's in labor and tricky situation, so the Chafetz Chaim was davening for her. This bacher was so moved by the tzidkus, by the righteousness of the Chafetz Chaim, how he was davening, he decided then and there he's not leaving Raden. He's not going on to his path wherever he wanted to go. He decided he's enrolling in the Chafetz Chaim's yeshiva. And that's the story how Rav Yosef Shalom Kahaneman, later known in life as the Ponovitcher Rav, who established a beautiful yeshiva in Bnei Brak, that's how he became a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. Because he saw the Chafetz Chaim up close. He respected him so much. Someone who you respect is someone you can learn from. And the more respect that we as parents hopefully give over to our children and what our Rebbeim, what our Talmidei Chachamim, what our Rabbanim mean to us, the more Be'ezus Hashem that Torah will impact them and go into them. And just one more area, a fourth area I'd like to speak about. And that's the area of doing whatever we can to encourage our children to have a drive, to have a healthy cheshek to learn Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky famously observes, there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a Jewish baby should not have been nursed by a Gentile. Where do we get such a halacha from? What's the source? So the Gra brings, we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, they dafka wanted, he was nursed, ended up being nursed by his own mother, a Jewish lady. And the Lashon Chazal say is the mouth that's going to speak with the Shekhinah should only nurse from a Jewish mother, Jewish woman. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, how can we derive halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu? I understand Moshe Rabbeinu was going to bring the Torah down from Har Sinai, who's going to speak Pe'el Peh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By him, it makes sense that he must be nursed by a Jewish mother. But what does that have to do with us? Dr. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you see from here the expectation of how a Jewish parent should raise their child. They should raise their child, giving them every opportunity to become as great as he can in Torah. Don't hold things back. Give your child every opportunity that you could give them, that they should be able to succeed in learning Torah. But you have to realize, the Lashon Chazal usually say by Moshe Rabbeinu, to be a tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a healthy balance. The last thing that anyone wants to do is to put too much of a burden on one's children. Don't have to put too much pressure. I need my kid to be the Gadol Hador. No. We want our children to be the best they can be, to succeed to whatever degree they can. But to encourage them as much as we can, and to be machshev and to give credence to every step, to every effort they invest. Practically, a child makes a siyum. That should be a celebration for a family. And you know what? Not just a siyum. A child starts learning Gemara. A child starts learning Mishnayos. That should be a celebration for the whole family. And whatever we can do to encourage our children is wonderful. I found, I was zocha, one of my rabbeim in yeshiva, in elementary school, was Rabbi Josh Silbermans, Olav HaShalom. Famous rebbe in Torah Semes back in Brooklyn, and the head of Pirkei Agudas Yisrael of America. One of the things he started was a Mishnayos contest, and being a Zmanim learning, and made a lot of fun projects to get children involved. Well, it seems that it worked. Because years ago, there was a bacher growing up in Borough Park who came back to speak at a Pirkei Agudas Yisrael convention. And he said, if not for Reb Josh's learning projects and encouragement for me to learn, I'm not sure I would have shagged. That tall bacher from Borough Park is today the Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood with Yeruchim Olshin. Everyone needs encouragement. We encourage our children, Avos Ubanim, they come to learn in Motzi Shabbos with a father and a son. A beautiful thing. A father in a Beis Medrash Bacher, a child in the Beis Medrash Bacher, whoever it is. There's a story of Rav Gifter. When he was a young boy, his father took him, Rav Shimon Shkop, the great Rosh Hashiva, originally from Grodno, in Europe, came to Baltimore. And his father brought him to Rav Shimon for a bracha. And his father asked, can you give him a bracha that he should succeed, become a big talmid chacham? So Shimon said, I can't give a bracha for that. Because becoming a big talmid chacham requires a person to work, to persevere. Amelas batar. But what I could do, he said, is give him a bracha that he should have the drive and the desire to do that. And Rav Mordechai Gifter credits that bracha to enjoy learning to his Rebbe, to getting that bracha from Rav Shimon Shkop. Parents bringing children to Gedolim to get brachos. Parents, I had this year, it was a beautiful phone call. Mother calls me up, asks me, what sefer shall I buy for my son for his birthday? What can I get him? I'm not sure what to get him. So, I picked out a few nice svarim. His parents got him even more. Parent who buys a child svarim. It's a beautiful thing. You're also enabling them, you're showing them, this is chashuv. This is a message. You don't have to give them a whole pep talk. Here, I want you to have this. Whatever you need to succeed, I'm here for you. I want to just end with one story. First, let's summarize. So what we talked about tonight, helping our children find their path in Torah, it's something which, if we think about it, if this is what we have going into the Yom Tov of Shavuos, such a wonderful schus for our family, for all the families, for the world. Number one, we could daven for our children. Number two, we could set a great example of how chashuv, how meaningful Torah is. Thirdly, we could encourage our children to have a relationship with their Rebbeim. Rebbe's your friend. You should respect Rabbanim. Have a personal kesher with Rabbanim. And finally, to encourage our children, whatever we can, we're there for them. We want to encourage their learning. We'll help them get brachos. We'll help them buy svarim. We'll make a seim for them. Because their learning is so chashuv to us. I want to end with one story. Fortunately, one of the children, the Bachrim, who passed away, was a young boy, Bachar, Donnie Morris. I had the schus of learning with his father years ago in Eretz Yisrael. And sad to watch. Has paid him. But there's one story, there are many stories, but one story I want to bring out tonight. One Friday afternoon, Donnie is in Svarim store and he bumps into a friend. His friend asks him, Donnie, where are you going to be for Shabbos? I said, I'm going to be back in yeshiva. Oh, that's so nice. But he noticed, Donnie, you have a suitcase here. I thought you were going away for Shabbos. Why do you have a suitcase if you're going to go back to yeshiva? So Donnie said, I brought with my suitcase because I planned this today to buy this farm, which I'm going to need Bez Hashem next year in yeshiva. That's what I'm filling up a suitcase with. Those in that suitcase are the dreams and desires of every yeshiva bachar. I want to steig. I don't want to just grow this year. I want to grow next year. Donnie may not be taking that suitcase home, but all of us have to pick up that suitcase. All of us have to do whatever we can to help out our children to become the great, as great as they can be. We should look at it with pride. Next time our kid wants to spend money on the sefer, let alone a suitcase of svarim. And if we do that, it'll be not just a schus for ourselves, it'll be a schus for all the families of Klal Yisrael. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all see the day where there'll be no more tzaras, and all gathering together, besimcha, just like a matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed all the people that were sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent so many Yeshuas on the day of Shavuos, on the day of Matan Torah. Be'ezras Hashem, we should all see, b'karav b'yameinu, those Yeshuas speedily in our times.